Welcome to the Small Steps, Big Wins podcast. I'm dedicated to helping you take control of your life. Together, we'll explore practical tips, expert advice, and inspiring stories to help you overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. Making small changes is possible and can lead to big results. Are you ready? Let's go do this. Hey friends, Sue Saller here with another Wednesday Wisdom for you. Today, I want to talk to you about something that we really don't think about, and it's how you talk to yourself. Now, this might not be a real big deal to you, but I'm here to say it really is. Now, I love talking to people, but one thing that often concerns me and sometimes saddens me is that when I'm talking to someone and then they start putting themselves down with what they're saying. You know, I used to do this to myself as well. That's why I can recognize it. And I would say things to myself like, oh, that was a stupid thing to say, or, oh, you're really dumb at that, or I'm not really good in social situations. But then I began to understand the power of our words and that they really do shape how we think, feel, and act. I love the word abracadabra. It means I will create as I speak, or with my words, I create. Now, let's think about this. If you put yourself down, what are you creating? What kind of person are you really creating in yourself if you're not speaking something positive? So let's take an example. Maybe you say to yourself, I'm shy, or I'm not really good around people. Now, you might think that this might actually be true, and maybe it is, but I want to challenge you, and I want you to ask yourself, do you really want to be like that, or do you really want to be more comfortable and confident around people? You know, like, who doesn't want to at least be comfortable around people? Even if you can't create that confidence, you at least do want to be comfortable. I know you do, so let's see if we can get practical and start taking some small steps. So remember the word abracadabra? With my words, I create. Let's create something that's more positive, something that you want to be. So instead of saying, I'm shy, turn it around. Say, I can learn something by talking to people. Or I can make friends when I talk to people. Or maybe say to yourself, I'm a good listener so that I can talk to people more. What you're doing is you're starting to reprogram your brain to a new truth that takes a negative and turns it into a positive. Remember, what you focus on expands. So let's put this into some small steps and break it down. So the first step is really an awareness of what you're saying about yourself. The next time you talk to someone, just think about what you're saying. Did you just put yourself down or did you build yourself up? And if you really want to get more practice, listen to what the other person is saying about themselves and see if they're actually building themselves up or putting themselves down. You know, and the next step is not to believe your own bullshit. If there is some quality about yourself you don't like, abracadabra it, change your words, start creating the life and the person you want through what you tell yourself. Again, what your mind focuses on expands. And if you really want to have some impact and lasting change, then write down those new words that you're going to tell yourself, whether it's on index cards, and you know that's really getting old school, whether it's in a journal or on your phone. The more you see them, the more you repeat them, the more you're going to focus on that new behavior, that new outcome that you want your brain to now notice and expand. So that in the end, you're really going to change your thoughts. Well, friends, I hope you got some value out of this episode. And if you did, please pass it on to someone else as well and feel free to share it. And, you know, if what I talked about resonated with you, please reach out to me on my website and I certainly will get back to you. Let me know if there's any way I can help. And if you happen to be looking for a coaching or looking for a coach, feel free to go to my website. I have a coaching tab and I also have a free PDF there that helps you narrow down the type of coach that you're looking for. So, another Wednesday wisdom for you today. Think about those words, and until next time, friends, have a great day. Peace.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Small Steps, Big Wins podcast. I value your time with me, and I seek to make every moment count. In order to make lasting change in your life, listening is usually not enough. So I want to ask you, what practical steps are you going to put into action today as a result of listening to this podcast? Remember, any step, any action, no matter how small, starts your journey to a big win. And if you're not sure where to get started, reach out to me and let's have a conversation. Until next time, love yourself, then love others. Peace.